On the eve of the 24th of May, the day of the Slavonic alphabet, culture and education, we turn to traditional songs dedicated to books and teachers. Songs that attest to Bulgarians' love of knowledge and learning, of the respect they have for educated people. We begin today's Folk Studio with a song performed by Tonika Rosenova. The Day of the Brothers, Saints Cyril and Methodius, is marked by the Church on the 11th of May. It was first celebrated as the Day of Education in Plovdiv in 1851, when celebrations and a school procession were organised at the diocesan school there, named after the two brothers. There is no other nation to honour the creation of its alphabet and its literature with a special day. There are a great many proverbs and riddles about books and literature. One of the most widespread among them, varying slightly depending on the dialect, is "A white fallow field, black seeds. The hand sows it, the eye reaps it. What is it? A book." Essentially, books are the symbol of knowledge, a constant companion of the learned. The song Dimo Holds Books Dear is about a young man determined to learn to read and write in the Bulgarian language.
Читай.
advanced teachers were called daskal or schoolmaster, grammatik, knowledgeable, gramoten, literate, knyazhoven, learned. A great many teachers from the time of the National Revival have come down to us called by those names, daskal Manol, Johan Grammatik, Matej Grammatik. The first schools in Bulgaria were church or monastery schools, and the teachers were not necessarily especially trained. They were usually priests or people connected with the church, artisans, young men who could read and write. The character in the song called Make a Teacher Out of Him is young voivod Milen, who could read and write really well. He knew how to read Greek books, Turkish books, but most of all white Bulgarian books. That is why the village notables decided to make a teacher out of him, to teach children to read and write. White was popularly used as a synonym of purity and loftiness. That is why in traditional songs, Faith is white Bulgarian, a beautiful girl is also white. Najden Grammatik, or alternately Handsome Najden, was a name famous, for he could read and write better than the bishop of Plovdiv. Further, the lyrics of the song go that the cleric wrote a book, that is, a letter, and the book talked to Najden and told him to go see him. When the two met, the bishop told the young Grammatik to become a teacher. This song, sung in innumerable different versions, is actually about a historical figure, Najden Gerov, or at least that is what historians say. A Bulgarian writer, linguist, folklorist, founder of the first class schools, Najden Gerov was the man who initiated the first celebration of the Day of Saints Cyril and Methodius. frequently really young boys were appointed schoolmasters. Like the character in a song by Georgi Germanov, a Daskal boy came to teach the children. He taught and taught them, then the lasses taught him. So the boy fell in love with Zlatka, stopped going to the school, and would always be at her house bearing gifts, lemons and oranges.
Ушло є мумче, даскалче, марівурка рітяця та учі. Учі гіштуги, поучі, марідур де моміте научі. Златка, залюби, морівеке, на скульйо не ходи. Саму в златки не ходеше, морі, саму в златки не на коске. Носеше морі лімоне і портукале, в кошничка влашка пукаха, морі зимні яблки єдяха. Збрала майка му морі списа книга проди, і списа книга проди, морі ду златка і ду майка хі. Гідіє морі, да не мілаже мумчету. Мумчету міє главену, морі, мумчету міє женену.
The last song from the repertoire of Radka Aleksova and Elena Dimitrova is also comic with a boy-girl dialogue. Young teacher Todor doing his best to demonstrate his feelings towards a beautiful young girl.
Catole, dușole, zașo, tie, șuma, catole, dușole, zașo, tie, șuma.